to salute the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Open the floor for public comment. Okay, so next on, my agenda is a proclamation. I'm going to hold this until later on in case Danny shows up. I don't see him here. So we have a proclamation for Daniel Sanford, who has achieved the rank of Eagle Scout. So I think I'll just hold that in case he shows up later. We could present it to him. If not, I'll just read it into the record and we'll move on from that. Approve the minutes of the November board meeting.
I'll make a motion.
Motion by Charlie.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on the minutes? Corrections, alterations? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. You all got the treasurer's report tonight. I don't know if you had a chance to look through it. But I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
Make the motion.
Motion by Guy.
I'll second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on the treasurer's report? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried. Okay, correspondence. Let's see. Any correspondence in here, Missy?
No.
No correspondence. All right. Move on from there. Report of committees or departments. Highway department.
For the highway department, during the month, they cleaned up Jay and Jamie had cleaned up the catch basins on Malden and Phillips and Tremont Streets. The sander is in a ready position on the Dodge. They continue to pick up batteries. They provided lubrication maintenance to the sander. On the dump truck, the oil pan has been fixed by Sunnyside. They dug out the tree stump at the Commons that was presenting a safety hazard. Kennemick Street has been paved along with Phillips and Tremont. Decorated the gazebo. Posted some village news. Lights have been changed in the Commons. Trash has been picked up around the village.
Dropped off the Dodge at Army Garage for the front end.
The Dodge was dropped off at Armory Garage to check the front end. Since this time, Jamie has contacted me and said that that work was for the front end was under warranty. They picked up after the tree lighting. They continue to pick up leaves, and that is the report for the highway department for the month of November.
Okay, so next is the water department. I could do that, I guess. So they picked up a new trash pump at A.J. Bell. Met with Gallo on numerous occasions about the water project, installed a new 8-inch valve on for the Route 20 crossing but by the water tank. Met with Keller about a wet tap for the Stewart's project. Repaired a water break by the tank and on 11/20 and ran water samples. Built up the valve assemblies for the work we did on the Friday after Thanksgiving. located valves at several locations in the village, marked out the water lines at several locations around the village, ran tests to try to shut off the 4-inch line on John Street. And all the directional bores were successfully completed under Route 20. You also have the pumping report in your packet there, averaging 106,000 gallons a day. And the water sampling report is also included, and everything is within limits and came out good. All right. Police Department.
Officer Jones filed a written report for November. We had 3 arrests, 24 investigations, 36 traffic tickets. 12 of those tickets were for speeding, including 2 in excess of 20 miles over the speed limit. Average mile per hour over the speed limit was 15 for those tickets. Details of that are in the written report. Unit 602, 2007 Chevy Tahoe, had approximately 99,000 miles on it when it was taken out of service in November. The new vehicle was delivered last week and is being lettered later on this week. There were a couple of missed builds, which means the dealer or the factory had some errors in what we had ordered. Those are being dealt with by the dealership, a local dealership, so that's that. In terms of the Tahoe, it was recently appraised by DePaul Left Chevrolet at $4,200. We had some interest from Nassau Hose Company. That seems to have fallen through. South Skodak Fire Department is also looking at it. They came out and inspected it, and we haven't heard back from them yet. We confirmed last month that the village can sell this vehicle directly to another municipality as long as it's for approximate market value. We have the appraisal for $4,200. We're hoping to get $5,000 for it. So we'll see what happens.
I'm not going to take it either, though.
Oh, they said no.
I heard.
Okay. I hadn't heard.
Yeah.
So we have other options that we've used in the past, either go out to bid or put it on Auctions International or whatever. Some other kind of private sale. You know, we've sold other vehicles that in that manner. So that. The only other thing is we had the officers were over at DPS teaching the first graders on being good citizens, personal safety, and following the law. They also assisted local police and emergency agencies, Nassau Ambulance, Skodak, and State Police on 5 occasions, and the drug bust over there at the on Route 20 the other day that made the news. We were assisting in that. So that's all.
This is urgent. This is urgent. We cannot even begin to evaluate any negative net effect if this darn pipeline goes through, if we don't have the air quality mechanism to measure, the air towers to measure the air quality. This is of vital importance for each and every citizen, for every child. I happen to have asthma, so air quality issues are extremely important, and I know they're important to everyone. If you don't have asthma now, you are in danger of developing respiratory problems if we have any more pollution than we already do. So let's not allow the states and the feds to continue to dump on Rensselaer. Haven't we been dumped on enough, especially in our little neck of the woods here? So thank you very much.
Anyone else? All right, so we're going to go into executive session. When we come out, we'll be just paying the bills, and we have one resolution for the post-compliance thing. for the bond. We're going to be closing on the bond for the water project on, supposed to close on December 15th, so we'll be good for that. So, all right.
Motion
for executive session.
Yeah, we'll be going for
second.
Litigation, a lot of things.
Well, but we have to make that motion.
We've got litigation. Barrel litigation. Prospective litigation.
So litigation and claims.
Okay, I'll second.
All right, so make a motion. We come out of executive session.
Second.
Second by Charlie. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Next item up on the agenda is a resolution for the post-issuance compliance procedure and policy for tax-exempt governmental bonds. Everybody has a copy of that in their packet. So I'll entertain a motion to, well, I guess... we have to read this whole thing?
No, I would just do a motion adopting that as our post-bond issuance policy and procedure.
What he said. I'll make that.
Yep.
Second.
Second by Guy. Any questions on that?
Yeah, who was the first?
Me. Guy seconded.
Okay.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Audit the bills. Bills number 205 through 238 in the amount of $19,870.14 for the general fund and $7,763.80 in the water fund.
Make a motion.
Motion by Guy.
Second.
Second by Charlie. Any questions on any of the bills? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Adjournment. Before we adjourn, I would like to take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy and safe holiday season.
Thank you.
And adjournment's in order.
Thank you, Mr.
Second.
Charlie and Guy, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.